It's of a piece with the rest, said Bort. If true, it's absolutely crazy. But it wouldn't be worse than the rest. I suppose, said Orsi, Hardin hasn't any secret weapon waiting? That might... Yes, said Cermak viciously. A huge jack-in-the-box that will jump out at the psychological moment and scare old Weenus into fits. The Foundation may as well blow itself out of existence and save itself the agony of suspense if it has to depend on any secret weapon. Well, said Orsi, changing the subject hurriedly, the question comes down to this. How much time have we left? Eh, Bort? All right. It is the question. But don't look at me. I don't know. The Anacreonian press never mentions the Foundation at all. Right now, it's full of the approaching celebrations and nothing else. Leopold is coming of age next week, you know. We have months, then. Walto smiled for the first time that evening. That gives us time. That gives us time, my foot, ground out Bort impatiently. The king's a god, I tell you. Do you suppose he has to carry on a campaign of propaganda to get his people into fighting spirit? Do you suppose he has to accuse us of aggression and pull out all stops on cheap emotionalism? When the time comes to strike, Leopold gives the order and the people fight. Just like that. That's the damnedness of the system. You don't question a god. He may give the order tomorrow, for all I know. And you can wrap tobacco round that and smoke it. Everyone tried to talk at once, and Cermak was slamming the table for silence when the front door opened and Levi Norast stamped in. He bounded up the stairs, overcoat on, trailing snow. Look at that, he cried, tossing a cold, snow-speckled newspaper onto the table. The Visicasters are full of it, too. The newspaper was unfolded, and five heads bent over it. Cermak said in a hushed voice, Great space! He's going to Anacreon! Going to Anacreon! It is treason, squeaked Tarki in sudden excitement. I'll be damned if Walto isn't right. He's sold us out, and now he's going there to collect his wage. Cermak had risen. We've no choice now. I'm going to ask the council tomorrow that Hardin be impeached. And if that fails...